Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Glad to have you listening again. Hope you've had a good day Thursday, and wish you a good day Friday if it's the repeat program or whenever you're listening to the recordings via the internet, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, or the podcast with the same title. I got some good feedback, which I imagined on the discussion of the status of ELA, the Commonwealth, and I'll have a couple of more comments on it during this program. First, start off with what I usually, you know, enjoy is these sayings, sometimes fully in agreement, sometimes in full disagreement. But this one, these three are pretty good. And the third one leads me into the first reflection I want to have, which is the educational system and our challenges we have both at the primary basis as well as the UPR. So the first one is, and it's kind of an interesting one, by Jonathan Swift, the Irish writer, and he says, all politician, los mejores médicos son del mundo son el doctor dieta, el doctor reposo, y el doctor alegría. The best doctors in the world are Dr. Diet, Dr. Repose, or sleep, rest, and Dr. Alegría, happiness doctor. And of course, you know, we've always talked about the importance of diet, of good nutrition, and of course, you know, of having a good sleep and meditation and rest and not go overboard. We're going to end up the program with a little bit of the philosophy or reflections on going overboard and burnout. And then, of course, the goal is Dr. Alegría, to be happy, to feel you know, our well-being, which is the mission of this and vision of this program. So love it. Love Jonathan Swift. The other one, and this one I don't like at all, I mean, I don't understand at all, is by, and I don't know the person, a Belgian poet, Emile Verhaeren, Victor, like I'm V and Victor, E-R-H-A-E-R-E-N, Verhaeren. It says, la inteligencia no fue concedida para dudar. The intelligence was not granted to doubt. And I put a big question mark on it. Don't understand it at all. I think intelligence without doubting, without analyzing, without reflecting, just is not intelligence. So don't understand. La inteligencia no fue concedida para dudar. I think the intelligence is to doubt, to question, to analyze. So completely in disagreement with that one. If some of you out there understand there's some other explanation for that particular saying in the Nuevo Día, that one came out on the 2nd of August. The first one I read out came on the 1st of August. And this one came out on the 3rd of August. And it says, aprender no es prepararse para la vida. Aprender es la vida misma. And this is by John Dewey, the educator and psychologist, American psychologist. Learning is not to prepare you for life. Learning is life itself. Completely in agreement. This is the idea, and you know, part of the health, brain health that we've talked about, the SHIELD, you know, and one of them, of course, is the L in SHIELD is for learning, lifelong learning, and that's critical. The older we get, the more important that we're challenging and learning and questioning again. How can you have intelligence without doubting, without questioning? But so really in agreement with that, and that kind of leads to the reflection on our educational system. There was an article that came out that same day, of course, the 3rd of August, right behind that statement. and says students superan las expectativas. Students exceed expectations. And the Department of State gives information on these tests, CRECE tests, and has a bar. We've gone increase in Spanish, mathematics, English, and sciences. They've gone from, you know, Spanish from 40% good grades to 51% last year, and 55% in 25-26, and that's in Spanish. And mathematics gone up to 50% from 32%. English from 30% to 47%, and sciences from 38% to 54%. En nuevo, jugando pelota dura last night, they took the poor Secretary of Education, just really challenged them that, you know, these aren't adequate, achievements. You know, we're in the 50%. Almost 50% are not, you know, are not meeting the expectations in their exams. And apparently, you know, it goes worse as you go. You know, the better grades are in the initial 6-8 years, and then it gets worse in the high school. And but I see it positive. I think, you know, we're improving, and that's good. It's just that we started off so low. I mean, imagine 30% in English, so getting up to 47% is pretty good, and all. What kind of bothers me is that the progress is slow, but you know it is progress. Secondly, it talks about exceeding goals, but the goals are really ridiculous. The goal is below what we did last year. So how can you not meet those goals? I mean, if you have really poor low goals, you're gonna grow very slowly. And then thirdly, it talks about 10 years in order to recuperate from something like Maria, the Hurricane Maria. Again, it sounds so long to have as a goal or as an expectation. So with the goals and with those expectations, 10 years, it's not surprising that we're improving, but very, very slowly. So that's my reflections on those results, and I think some of you out there may be saying, George, how can you be optimistic? Well, cautiously optimistic with some reflections on things shouldn't be, the expectations shouldn't be so low. And then on the UPR, there was a really, I found a great article because I just was not aware, and this is by Emilio Pantojas, a sociologist, and you know, based on strategic plans in 2005 and 2006, he says that UPR achieved a ranking of 565 in the QS World University Rankings, and at that time, again, you know, this is 2010, it had 71,500 students. And so he's saying, you know, the goal was to become more independent with raising funds and in terms of investigation and having patents and all. And according to him, it was being achieved. And then he says that in the 2012, the administration of Garcia Padilla, who was critical in terms of bringing PROMESA and recognizing, you know, that we couldn't pay our debt. So he got applauses on that. But with respect to education, he says that they approved Law 13. That's a bad number, right? Of 2013. just as I'm reading, I said, you know, 13 is an unlucky number. So that was an unlucky law, an unlucky year. But he says that they changed the administration and it became very politicized and was downhill from there. And he's saying that right now, the ranking, the QS ranking, has fallen from at 535 in 2010 to 800. The ranking fallen. I mean, it's gone up, which means it's really bad. And so that I just was not aware of. I mean, I was aware how good the UPR was and how it has deteriorated slowly. But this opinion, this UPR necesita reestructurarse. This is the 1st of August by Emilio Pantojas. Is eye-opening for me, and kind of sad at that level. And in relation to that, there is an article that came out about a week before, the 24th of July, and evaluarán la sostenibilidad de la UPR. There's an evaluation of the sustainability of the UPR. And basically, it's a new study. Oh boy, do we love studies. And you know, when you say that there was a study before, and but basically it's, you know, the transformación institucional, so institutional transformation. In Jugando Pelota, Jorge Colbert was saying, you know, the problem is the you don't want to increase the payments for credit. You don't want to reduce employment or close any recintos. You don't want to reduce the number of employees, and yet you know you basically want more money and you want to improve. Just completely not very logical way to go forward. But anyway, there's a study, and what I find kind of interesting, I think it kind of tells the consultants what they really want to hear. It says there's two. I enjoyed this one. It says two configurations that they think as a to start off with that could work. One of them is a specialization of the different schools, of the 11 schools. Incidentally, this letter by, or this opinion by Emilio Pantoja says that there's three recintos and eight autonomous units. But we usually talk about recinto school branches. And in any case, it says, you know, especially the two configurations that the board is thinking is specialization of each school branch. And second, the organization by putting together groups of school of branches, recintos, and working together, you know, and apparently that's what the board, the fiscal board, has been recommending. And it says, you know, that they're not bound by that, but it kind of said, you know, this is what we're thinking about, and in that centralization thing, Mayagüez and Río Piedras are not included, which is kind of strange. The two main branches of the UPR are not in that. In any case, the idea is that once the winner by bids, subasta, is chosen, they'll have 180 days, which is 18 months, to finish the study and give a recommendation. So we're studying what we can do with the UPR, and then you look back, studies were made and progress was made, and then a change in administration and in philosophy, and things go downhill. Kind of the story of our problems. Those are the. My reflections on the educational system based on the importance of education, lifelong learning. And the most important thing for primary and all the way through is to teach people how to learn and spend their whole life learning. And because a change is going to happen, what you learn today is going to probably be irrelevant tomorrow. One of the concerns I have with that testing, which is improving, it's a big hang-up I have based on my own experience, is that these tests kind of also you have improvement because they teach to the tests, and so students learn how to do the testing better. And sometimes it's not a reflection of really better education of, you know, the critical skills of analyzing and creating the value of lifelong learning. It's just the regurgitation of information and knowing how to deal with these tests that are multiple choice, true and false, and that kind of thing. And I went through that. And I've given that story, and I'm not going to give it today, but that's what concerned. But anyway, let's be positive and that there is a slight improvement. Okay, and in terms of slight improvement, let's talk about the economy. There's an article, the 2nd of August, El Progreso Moderado, La Economía Bajo Jennifer González, and it's an article based on a report by Burling Capital Advisors. It basically tells us that we are not improving very much in our economics, and there's quite a bit of concern there. It gets first on the Burling Capital Advisors. They have a method, based on various factors in the economy, and they give a valuation based on that. And the 20 more or less is marginal, and that's kind of where we are. Rodriguez Castro is the person who gives that study. Coincidentally, I'll be talking a little bit later on, just shortly, on David Skio, the Promesa board member who has been retired, just written a book on his experience, which is called The Promised Land. But anyway, he was there, and I saw him writing down an awful lot of notes, which is as David Skio was giving his report, on his book, and Jorge, Kohlberg, gave a really very very good introduction, and Francisco, Rodriguez Castro, was taking a lot of notes, but this report, in terms of this is not too positive. And, the recommendations are the ones we know, we got to resolve our energy crisis. Now we have water, and we have to liberate the economy with this strangling on permits and requirements that we have in order to do business. And I could go into my experience in getting the certification by RUP, the Registro Único de Proveedores, that I have to have in order to for this station to have contracts. And as I've been fighting that for various weeks, and it's has to be improved, and talk about it. Everybody talks about it. Everybody's in agreement. We have to change, but we don't really simplify doing business, and especially with the government. So anyway, that's the reflections on this article on the moderate progress and the Jennifer González, our governor's thing. And the positive side. And there's an article by Gustavo Vélez in the 5th of August, and San Juan reabre la ruta hacia Wall Street. And I had mentioned, how in past programs that San Juan is putting out Oh, Hector is biting. I got tied up. So we've run out of time. So when we come back, I'll talk about the positive and a couple of other areas in the economic area. We're right back. This is Reflections, your host, Jorge Gonzalez.